I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Maren Alsop, the music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too, Tom.
So you travel all the time. You're
internationally.
You're in hotels and trains, planes, automobiles. So you've probably always got a book with you.
E-reader is the way to go.
E-reader is the way to go. All right. So one of the books that you're reading is We Are Water, a novel by Wally Lamb.
Yeah, I love Wally Lamb's writing, and he doesn't come out with that many books. So I'm only about, I think, 25% into the book. But so far it's fascinating because it's a look also into different people's perspectives on art. So I'm learning quite a bit about that. I don't know a lot about art, but I'm fascinated by all the characters talking about their work or talking about the work that they support. And, you know, I make a concerted effort not to read any kind of synopsis of the book, you know, on the back cover, when in the days when you had a book, real book, on the back cover, it sort of give you an overview. So I have no idea what's about to happen, but I love the writing. It's quirky. It's very, very individualistic and really caters to the richness of his character. So I always enjoy his writing.
Yeah, it's about artists. I guess one of the characters is an outsider artist and another character is an art dealer or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. So you get these different perspectives on talent. And, you know, how people see art.
Another book that you're going to talk about is David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. It's by Malcolm Gladwell from The New Yorker. Are you a Gladwell fan? Lots of folks
are. I am a Gladwell fan. And this is an interesting book because the premise is that the David and Goliath myth is really a myth because clearly, in Gladwell's opinion and the way he positions his argument is that it was clear from the outset that David was going to win this fight. And so
I got to take him to the track with
it's
me.
Very, yeah, there you go. So it's really interesting, though, because, of course, as you start to apply that to everyday life instances and you start to see how, I mean, if you look at history, of course, you would think that the country with the biggest army would always win. But actually, it's the reverse. It's the country with the passion that ends up winning. So it leads to a lot of interesting nooks and crannies and explorations, and I love his work.
Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself dividing your reading list sort of evenly between fiction and nonfiction? Obviously, you read about music too.
Yeah, and, you know, I end up reading a lot of and rereading a lot of biographies on composers. That's probably the bulk of what I read. But I'm enjoying both of these books. They're nice compliments to each other.
Maren Alsop, she's the music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. She's reading a novel by Wally Lamb called We Are Water. She's also recommending Malcolm Gladwell's exploration of the David and Goliath story, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants. Thanks, Maren. Good to see you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/whatareyoureading. I'm Tom Hall. You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of every month during All Things Considered right here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again, yes sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.